No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year, so let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. It has the feel at the ticket of a pre-football Friday. We got John from Holdridge here. We got McSafety. We got Farley in the building.
McSafety.
Yeah, McSafety's here.
An orange shirt.
And yeah. John showed up, and that the calming influence he has over all of us. It's just, you just, right away. And when you, and it never,
he always, is calm.
He's always in the same spot.
Mm-hmm. He's never flustered either.
Never flustered, always in the same. Never imagine. Makes his move over this way.
Nope.
He stays right there. Stays right there.
With his coffee.
Stays right
good
there.
Good point.
It's incredible.
He stays in the back.
Yeah, stays in the back. Thank you.
But John's here, you know, for every home game. So it feels like, you know, a home game Friday.
Farley does not stay in the back.
No, he does not. Farley is in.
Gets in our business.
He gets in our business. He's in the producer's
way
room.
Way up in your business.
Yeah, he's in the booth a lot. Once the door opens, he's in the booth. Yes.
He has thoughts.
He gets way up in Jake's business.
Yes.
That's all the time. All the time.
What was he saying about taking your
phone
in the
shower? Okay, here's the deal. Let's get to that real quick before we move on. Please. So yesterday, I had to barge in on his show with him and Bach. Bach in the black shirt. That's 1 to 3 every weekday here in the ticket. Mm-hmm. Because I heard him say the most ridiculous, asinine thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Okay, we've used harsh language.
And he said it just as a matter of fact, like everyone does this. He told me that he brings his phone in the shower every time he showers.
I've never done that.
I said, walk me through that one, Farley.
Yeah,
he said,
walk us through.
They're waterproof now. I said, okay, does that mean you're not supposed to just put it in the water all the time? It still could have a problem. Yeah, it might be waterproof. It's not saying, hey, bring me into the ocean and play with me. Bring me into the shower and douse me with water. Phones aren't, it's still an electrical device. Why are we doing this? You're asking for problems with your phone. I didn't understand at all the premise. He said, I always bring my phone in the shower. I said, that's why you have 45 phone numbers, because your phones break down every time.
Does he have 45, like a bunch of phone numbers?
He gets a new number like every 3 months.
Does
if
he?
Not every 2 months.
Burner phone.
I'll get a random text like, "Who is this? This is Farley." Farley. I don't have this number. It's okay. A new phone. You've had six numbers in the last 6 months. What's happening here? I got a new phone. Why? Because you probably broke your phone in the shower. He also said he has a glass sometimes, not just like a cup, but like a glass drink.
Okay.
You're asking for that to fall down and shatter in the shower.
Interesting, Jake.
And he's in the shower for also, like we said, a half hour. Like, when I was in seventh grade, I took half hour showers. I didn't have glass with me or my phone in the shower.
It reminds me of Furley a little bit with the beer shower. Shower beer. It used to freak me out, like, because there was a period I thought, so you take a beer shower. That's odd. But, you know, he just drinks a beer in the shower.
So you thought he was showering in beer.
Well, he would say beer shower. I'm like,
That's true. He phrased it wrong. That was Farley's.
No, for about Furley. 3 weeks, Furley. I thought, oh, really, Farley would take?
Furley.
Furley, Adam.
Farley, Furley. We're getting all confused now.
Anyway, 8:18 on Friday. You guys are getting ready for the big concert tonight.
KC and the Sunshine
Pinewood Bowl.
Place will be packed.
95
will it be
degrees.
Packed?
It will be packed. I promise you. That will. This is probably the who's who of concerts.
They had a concert out there on Tuesday this week, and I've never seen something more packed. I hope it's the same way tonight. Weird Al Yankovic was out there on Tuesday. Uh-huh. He did like, you know, Amish Paradise, parody songs. That place was too. I was not there. It was to the brim
for Weird Al.
For Weird Al,
he did what else?
He did Whitener, Eat It. Like, I'm fat in Amish Paradise. In that place.
Amish Paradise. I've never heard of that. It's funny.
I saw pictures and video. It was absolutely
packed.
Stunningly packed there. Hmm. All the way to the concession stands. That doesn't happen often.
Oh, so you guys might be in that. Bill, you really have to be mindful of people taking videos of you dancing.
I am. I've already thought about that. Because I won't be. It'd be more just a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could blow up.
I'm not going to be dancing.
Yeah.
My neighbor.
Don't make your sexual face either.
My neighbor is a. Don't do that one.
Don't do that one.
My neighbor's a tattoo artist in town. And
okay.
And Weird Al was at his shop for 2 hours.
What?
On Tuesday.
Your neighbor's a tattoo artist.
Next door neighbor. Tattoo
really?
Artist.
Really?
Liv, this is the first we've heard
he
of
said
this.
That, Mike from Weird Al's, let's go with Posse.
Posse?
Wanted to get a tattoo, and he stopped and was there for 2 hours. Weird Al did not get a tattoo. He just hung out and just chilled
for
2 hours.
He was there in the shop for 2 hours?
In the tattoo shop.
Where's
this
at? Do you know where the shop is?
It's called Iron Brush.
Where's that at?
North Lincoln, 27th Street, somewhere. I've never
been
there before.
I should know this. 27th and...
Something. North 27th. But
anyway, that's...
Super nice guy, but...
Imagine all of a sudden, who's here? Well, Weird Al's here.
Right over there.
Right over there.
Yeah. I wouldn't even believe it. Wow.
He does Amish Paradise.
He does. We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish Paradise. We've churned butter once or twice living in an Amish Paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice living in an Amish Paradise. That's part
Jake
of the lyrics.
Jake do the worst.
Well,
Amish.
He's Amish.
I am Amish. Amish and albino.
Oh, I have both things. The Amish albino.
What else am I? Amish albino.
Is there any chance your neighbor... Jake, can you get like the barbed wire tattoo around your bicep? Because that would be incredible.
I could probably talk to you about
that. I would love
that.
If you get the barbed wire tattoo around your bicep.
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Could try it? No,
imagine,
you don't try
imagine
it.
Imagine Jake out cleaning the pool. He's got his shirt off. He's got a barbed wire tattoo
I've
around his bicep.
Seen some things, man. Done some things. Seen some things. All right. I saw this yesterday. Didn't get to it, but Dabo Swinney is full of confidence right now. Dabo Swinney, of course, I don't know if people know this. They had the first ever team that went 15-0 was the year before.
Yeah.
The great LSU team, of course, went in 19, went 15-0. But he believes that this year's version of Clemson will be the first ever team to go 16-0. He said it to ESPN's Chris Lowe. He's putting it out there saying,
so this isn't fake news.
No. Chris Lowe reported it. Dabo Swinney said it to him. This team, again, they play LSU in the openers. It's the Battle of Death Valley. And he points out that they'll be favored. You know, Dom wouldn't say this, but Chris Lowe said they'll be favored in the next 10 games for sure they play this season. So if they get past LSU, that's on the table. I don't think any of us, like, we like Clemson, but do any of us think that's, like, the champion this year in college football?
Not 16-0.
Well, if you're wagering, you'd always want to take the house on this one.
Oh, God.
To go 16-0 is that's remarkable. Like I said, it's never been done because it couldn't be done. There was probably some teams that would have been 16-0.
Like yours.
Like that. That team would have been LSU. 16-0. Nebraska would have been. There's several. There's some of the L. There's been several that could have probably been that 16-0 team. But that's, you know what? I like this.
You must like him.
He's the one who said it. Wasn't his quarterback, mm-hmm. wasn't an assistant coach, wasn't a DB, whoever. The head coach said it. So
they must be loaded then.
And think of their opener.
LSU.
He's that confident.
Klubnik versus Nussmeier is a great quarterback duo.
Does anyone think right now that LSU, you know, can't win the national championship? No, everyone's like going, LSU can win.
Certainly can.
And they open up with a team that can also win the national championship.
So tells me Clemson must be loaded up front. Too.
They are. That's all you hear about is they're back to the D-line play that they did when they went on the 15-0 run.
I wonder what that looks like.
When they had Christian Wilkins back then and Cleveland Farrell defensive line. They had some first-round picks.
Gimini.
On the interior of that line. Yeah. They're very good.
Yeah, that's ambitious to say 16-0.
Yeah. I like him. Well,
Bill pointed out that no one's talking about Georgia. I don't think anyone's really talking about Clemson, though, either. Who are they talking about right now? Texas,
well, Clemson,
Ohio State,
much more
Penn
than
State.
Georgia. Clemson much more than Georgia. Georgia's the one that's not even out there. And I think the hardest one for me right now is Ohio State, just because of quarterback that hasn't played much, or how good they are. And everyone feels that this conversation by Ryan Day is fake. With that's going down to the wire. Everyone's like, it's not going the wire. Everyone knows who the quarterback is.
Julian Sands.
That's if you talk on every show I listen to, they're like, everyone goes, no, this isn't even a story. But the point being is that otherwise it must be some form of a story. It'd be so crystal clear.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, of what's happening there. But like I said, you go down, the returning quarterback means so much. Klubnik's back.
Yep.
Nussmeier's back. Played a lot of ball. Because however you cut it, Sain's going to have some rough moments. He hasn't played very much. There's going to be moments.
Those moments are...
when you just haven't played in those games. And also the game after game moments too, where all of a sudden it's like, okay, now it's game, it's game 11. There's a lot going on. He has to go to Michigan. There's a lot of things going on. But they're loaded up around him, that's for sure. I like it.
It just seems like some of the top teams have quarterback questions this year.
Arch
is a question in Texas. They like him, but he's a question.
No, he's a question.
Oh, he's a question.
Oregon's got a new quarterback. It's a top five team. Yeah. Penn State has the same quarterback, but Ohio State, new quarterback.
And the thing is that you look at the play of Will Howard last year at Ohio State, you didn't really get overly excited until it went to playoff time. I mean, against Michigan, they couldn't move the ball an inch.
They won a national championship with a fairly ordinary quarterback.
But think back on this. Who else did that? Georgia.
Yep.
Stetson Bennett.
Stetson
Bennett.
Pretty ordinary.
Yep. Pretty ordinary. He's not in the league anymore at all, I don't believe.
No, I don't.
It's just
not starting.
He's not starting. The Rams there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, Will Howard, he's good, but not that good.
I mean, but for them to win two, Georgia won two. And I don't remember times where it was like, well, Stetson Bennett made plays with his legs you couldn't even imagine. Don't remember that, do you?
Not really.
No, don't remember that.
He was a fine quarterback.
He was a good quarterback. Don't get me wrong. He's a good quarterback. Very good quarterback.
God, this is an interesting conversation. Because we always say, well,
you got to have a quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, Georgia did it with.
Maybe you don't.
No.
I mean, and then there's the run of championships where you had Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow. So you had to have that. Those were elite quarterbacks in the game that proved it with NFL careers as well.
Conversation, yeah. Really.
But not always the case.
I mean, it just comes down to, well, I don't know. It would help if you have a great quarterback, obviously. But it's not mandatory.
No.
It's not mandatory.
Highly functional.
Yeah.
Highly functional.
Smart, highly functional.
And those quarterbacks were that. They obviously
they were.
At a very high level. But there was, you know, and that and Stetson Bennett's whole situation changes too if Ohio State just makes the field goal. They win the game.
Yep.
And they're gonna win the national championship. Mm-hmm. You know, they said they lose that and then that was the TCU year, I believe, when then yes. Georgia just beat them by
65-7.
65-7, the title
championship.
Game.
That's thanks for coming out, Sonny Dykes.
Yeah, just remarkable. Thanks for coming out, Sonny.
65.
The thing about Dabo is you don't know what you're going to get in a playoff. Like the Ohio State playoff run was what largely defined their great season. And I mean, would Clemson be able to beat Texas, Oregon, Notre Dame?
Whoever they beat,
it's a gauntlet. When you
whoever they beat, it'll be a gauntlet.
Yep.
Right. That's what I mean. It's really ambitious to predict that without knowing what you're going to see, but knowing it's probably going to be ridiculously hard.
Right now, you would say we're going to get a bye. They would think they still got to win. Still got to win tough games. Mm. And so, no matter, like you look at like what Ohio State went through, it's like, hang on a second.
Oh, God.
Tennessee at home, then they had to go play Oregon in the Rose Bowl. They had to play Texas in the Cotton Bowl.
Right.
And then they had to, and then win it all against Notre Dame.
Right.
That's a wow. That's
no, it's ridiculous.
Just imagine that. If that right now is on Nebraska's schedule.
Anybody's schedule.
In October. Who do you guys have in October? We've got Tennessee. We've got Oregon.
Texas. And Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. That's our four games.
Sounds like fun.
And how many do we have to win? All of them.
And you ran through that.
Ran through them. I mean, Notre Dame made it interesting late. And Texas was obviously in there. But they still, it was on the, when you're watching the game, they were the better team.
Great coaching job. Miraculous.
Texture points out the ACC is not a gauntlet. Clemson would not go 16-0 in the Big Ten or SEC. Their conference is very helpful in this conversation.
It does. It helps them. 100%.
I don't disagree at
100%.
All. 100%. I don't disagree at all. I'm surprised Dabo said that, but
it's good. Dabo's
kind of like Danny
man.
Busboom Kelly. I mean, they're just confident in their team. Well, why say otherwise?
You sure, if someone asks, you're going to lose one. You're going to say, yeah, we'll probably lose one or two.
Yeah, sure. You don't want to do that.
You don't. We might lose one or two. You're not sure which ones, but you know, hopefully it doesn't affect us. No, we're going to win them all. So he probably told his team that. FYI, talk to the media. We're going to win them all. So are you guys good with that?
We think, or you just say, we think we can win them all. We think we can win them all.
I am in, you know, I have zero interest in going to games. I would go to Clemson, LSU.
That'd be a fun.
That would be one to be in the stands to feel what that is like. That would be, you want to talk about not being able to hear. And that's a big advantage going on for saying is that first game against Texas is at home. Because I'm telling you, young quarterbacks, when you helps. Can't hear,
yeah.
when you cannot hear and the snap is everything off a signal or a tap or whatever it is, it's different when you
get
cannot
rattled.
Hear anything and you have to do this the whole game to listen. So they have that going. So Arch is going to be in a spot.
Yes.
Arch is going to be in a spot. But Arch has played more and has been through more than Saiyan has. That's for sure. He's been through more. He's been there longer.
And Sark really helps.
Yeah.
He does. He's a, I don't know, who's a better offensive coach? There might be one or two. Maybe not even that. But it really helps to have him.
Yeah, it does.
Think about the conversation about Dabo, too. He was getting criticized heavily by his own fan base. We had to play the audio 2 years ago of Tyler and Spartan.
That was one of the best.
Who attacked
well, Tyler.
Him. Yeah.
God, that was so
and
good.
And now Dabo's back. Now Dabo's back. He's like, all right, we had a little bit of a rough spell, but that's not Clemson. We're back. We're going 16-0, baby.
Hey. I mean, you think about that rough patch. It just makes you respect Dabo more.
People thought, hey, he doesn't want to do
imagine
NIL
the rest
portal.
Of your life no, like that. Who's your husband? He's Tyler from Spartanburg.
Oh, that guy.
Okay.
The
yeah,
one
we
that
know.
Called in?
Oh, yeah, the one that called in. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, Tyler. God, that's so good. That was right up there with Rich Rod and Bedamned. Odd.
Bedamned.
Got an ice cream. Got an ice cream machine.
Oh, Bedamned.
Free. It's not
he
running.
He combined butt and damned.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Bedamned.
That was money.
Be damned.
I misspoke. Iron Brush is at 16th and N downtown, not North 27th Street.
Jake was,
thank you.
That's his neighbor. Lives how close to you, Jake?
Right next door.
Right next door. I could, has no idea where he works. No idea.
I know what the name of the place. I didn't know where it was at. It is downtown.
This sounds like this is this has
16th and N. That's where Weird Al was at for 2 hours on Monday.
16th and N. I'm trying to.
It's over here.
Okay.
It's over here.
Yeah.
This has me and LaRue written all over. I had to find out they're in Italy.
Right. Exactly.
I look over
me
like
Tyson is you and LaRue.
I'm sitting on my deck looking it's at really LaRue's funny. House and kind of I'm going, huh, LaRue's in Italy. I thought he just mowed his yard this morning. Nope, he's
really
in Italy.
Funny.
Had no idea.
LaRue, had no idea.
Had no idea. I talked about him 2 days ago. I talked to him about the whole situation. I said, I had to find out about this.
LaRue.
God, that Weird Al thing is really interesting.
I'm telling you, if you watch videos, that the crowd was absolutely packed.
Well, it's more interesting.
Like, I have been to several concerts there, which are good attendance. Nothing compared to that. Like, they put way more seats out, and they were full for Weird Al.
But he was in that tattoo parlor for 2 hours.
Yes, and they said he was super nice. Just a very, very, very nice person.
I'll be darned. He was huge when we were kids.
Yeah, he was.
Weird Al.
He's still around.
Still around.
Big crowd.
God, these guys are still around. KC tonight is in
if
town.
Somebody would have told
74
me,
years old.
You know, like 1980, that Weird Al will still be going pretty good in 2025.
That's Iron Brush and Lincoln.
I don't think he's going to be around.
Fill up the Pinewood Bowl.
Yeah, I don't think
no, 100. I wish that.
Would he be doing? Will he be doing concert? No chance. He is.
KC he is. Too.
Yeah.
KC and the Sunshine Band.
A little different though, because KC was making real music. You know, this. Yeah. Weird Al's doing parody music. Like, you would think there's a shelf life on.
I've never even heard it before. He's doing parody music.
It is parodies.
I get it.
He uses real
never
songs and makes his own lyrics up to them, whereas KC has his own music.
You're right. Right.
Wow. Eat it.
There was 5,000 people at Weird Al. 5,000. Sold out.
Dang.
Pinewood
Bowl. You'll enjoy it. Before we get to break, a place that's been open for 45 years in
45.
Operation in this state, not just in Lincoln, but Kearney, Hastings, and GI is Computer Hardware.
Oh,
our friend
God.
Trip.
Triptastic.
He's not been there for 45 years,
he's
but
not.
He's part of a company that has, and he can help you with all your Apple products, computers, watches, phones, and more. He's just south of 70th and O here in Lincoln. We have all visited Trip before.
Oh, it's so incredible.
Several times.
It's so incredible. The parking, the
free
availability,
parking.
And the access to Taco Wind.
Big windows.
All those things. Big windows. When you pull up, you can see Trip. There he is. He's right there. You pull up, you can see him. You can see him. There he is right there. And you know who's available, too. Like,
yep.
There's something available right over here. Thank you.
Get your stuff fixed or buy new products there of all the Apple products there at Computer Hardware. Lincoln, Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. 45 years of operation.
Okay, I'm signing off. Now, I may or may not see you guys tonight.
we know.
We won't see
you
tonight.
So. We know.
I
can't wait for the
you gotta
text.
Go see Bullet.
Hey, something came up.
And then Dannon.
Yes, Bullet, then Dannon. Thank you for helping me with the questions. See you later.
Please ask them at the podium, not the side.
Yes.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to have some beef jerky next, an early break on the ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.